Hi, this is Dana Gardner, Principal Analyst at Inner Arbor Solutions, and you're listening to Briefings Direct. Today we present a sponsored podcast discussion on the economic benefits of cloud computing, of how to use cloud computing models and methods to control IT costs by better supporting application workloads. Traditional capacity planning is not enough in cloud compute environments. Elasticity planning is what's needed, and it's a natural evolution of capacity planning, but it's in the cloud. We'll look at how to best right-size applications while matching service delivery resources and demands intelligently, repeatedly, and dynamically. The movement to pay-per-use models also goes a long way to promoting such matched resources and demand, and reduces wasteful application practices. We'll also examine how quality control for these applications in development reduces the total cost of supporting applications while allowing for a tuning and appropriate way of managing applications in the operational cloud scenarios. Here to unpack how Cloud Assure services can take the mystique out of cloud computing economics and lay the foundation for cost control through proper cloud methods, we're joined by Neil Ashizawa, Manager of HP SaaS Products and Cloud Solutions. Welcome to Briefings Direct, Neil.
Thanks very much, Dana.
So, as we've been looking at cloud computing over the past several years, there's a long transition taking place of moving from traditional IT and architectural methods to this notion of cloud, be it private cloud, be it in a third-party location, or perhaps even through some combination of the above. Now, traditional capacity planning, therefore, needs to be refactored, reexamined. Tell me a little bit, if you could, Neil, why capacity planning, as people currently understand it, just isn't really going to work in a cloud environment.
Sure. So where kind of old-fashioned capacity planning really would focus on the peak usage of the application. And quite frankly, it really had to, right? Because when you were deploying applications in-house, you really had to take into consideration that peak usage case, because at the end of the day, you had to be provisioned correctly with respect to compute power, right? And oftentimes, you know, with long procurement cycles, you would really have to plan for that. In the cloud, because you have this idea of elasticity, where you can scale up your compute resources when you need them and scale them back down, obviously that adds another dimension to old school capacity planning. And so I think the new way you really need to look at it within the cloud is really elasticity planning, where you really have to factor in not only just your peak usage case, but you also have to factor in your moderate usage case and your low-level usage case as well. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to get really the biggest benefit of cloud, you really need to understand how you're going to be provisioned during the various demands of your application.
So this really isn't just a matter of spinning up an application and making sure that it could reach a peak load of some sort. We really have sort of a new kind of a problem. It's really how to be efficient across any number of different load requirements.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you were to take, for instance, the old school capacity planning ideology to the cloud, then what you would do is you would only provision for your peak use case. And so really you would kind of scale up your elasticity in the cloud and you would just keep it there. And if you were to do it that way, then you're actually kind of negating one of the big benefits of the cloud, and that is this idea of elasticity and this idea of paying for only what you need at that given moment in time. Right. So if I'm at like a slow period of my application's usage, then I don't want to be over provisioned for my peak usage. And this is really one of the main factors why people really consider sourcing to the cloud, is because you have this elastic capability to spin up compute resources when usage is high and scale them back down when the usage is low. So what you don't want to do now is you don't want to kind of negate that benefit of the cloud by just keeping your resource footprint at its highest level.
Now, I suppose also the holy grail of this cloud computing vision that we've all been working on lately is the idea of being able to spin up those required instances of an application, not necessarily in your private cloud, but in any number potentially of third-party clouds when the requirements dictate that.
That's correct.
Now, we call that sort of hybrid computing, cloud computing. Is what you're working on now something that's ready for hybrid, or are we mostly focused on private cloud implementations at this point?
Actually, what we have that we're bringing to the market, it actually works in all three cases, whether it's your private internal cloud, whether you're doing a hybrid model between private and public, or whether you're sourcing completely to a public cloud. It'll work in all three situations.
Great. All right, so HP announced back in the spring of 2009 a Cloud Assure package that focused on things like security, availability, and performance. I suppose now, because of the economy, because of the need for people to reduce costs, look at the big picture, if you will, about their architectures, their workloads, their resources, thinking about energy and carbon footprints and so forth, we've now taken this a step further. Perhaps you could explain the December 2009 announcements HP has for the next generation or next movement in this Cloud Assure solution set.
Yeah, sure. So generally, the idea behind Cloud Assure in general is that what we want to do is we want to assist enterprises in their migration to the cloud, right? And we want to make the road smoother for them. And just as you said, you know, when we first launched Cloud Assure earlier this year, we focused on the top three inhibitors, which were security of applications in the cloud, performance of applications in the cloud, and availability of applications in the cloud. We wanted to provide assurance to enterprises that their applications will be secure, they will perform, and they will be available when they're actually running in the cloud. The new enhancement that we're announcing now is actually assurance for cost control in the cloud. Oftentimes, enterprises do make that step to the cloud, and a big reason why is because they do want to reap the benefits of the cost promise of the cloud, which is to lower cost. The thing here is, though, is that you might actually fall into a situation where you negate that benefit. If you actually deploy an application in the cloud and you find that perhaps it's underperforming, the natural reaction is to now spin up more compute resources. And it's actually a very good reaction, because that's really one of the benefits of the cloud, is this agility to spin up or spin down resources in a very fast manner, right? So no more procurement cycles, just do it, and in minutes you have more compute resources. The situation, though, that you may find yourself in is that you may have spun up more resources to try to improve performance, but it might not actually improve performance. And I'll give you a couple examples. If your application is experiencing performance problems because of, for instance, inefficient Java methods or slow SQL statements, then typically more compute resources is not going to make your application run faster. But because the cloud allows you to do so very easily, your natural instinct may be still to do that, is to spin up more compute resources to make your application run faster. When you do that, what you find yourself in is a situation where your application is no longer right-sized in the cloud, because you've over-provisioned your compute resources, and you're paying for more compute resources, and you're not getting any return on your investment. And when you start paying for more resources without return on your investment, now you start to disrupt the whole cost benefit of the cloud.
I think we need to have more insight into the nature of the application rather than simply throwing additional instances of the application. Is that it at a very simple level?
Yeah, that's it at a very simple level. And actually, just to make it even more simpler, you know, applications really need to be tuned so that they're right-sized. And once they're tuned and they're right-sized, then when you spin up resources, you know you're getting return on your investment, and it's the right thing to do.
And can we do this tuning with existing applications? You mentioned Java apps, for example. Or is this really something for greenfield applications that we're creating newly for these cloud scenarios?
Well, what our enhancement to Cloud Assure, which is Cloud Assure for Cost Control, it really focuses more on the Java and the .NET type applications.
And those would be existing applications or newer ones?
Either. So whether you have existing applications that you're migrating to the cloud or new applications that you're deploying in the cloud, the Cloud Assure for Cost Control will work in both instances.
And this new set, is this software? Is it services, both? Maybe you could just describe exactly what it is that you're coming to market with.
So the Cloud Assure for Cost Control solution is actually comprised both of HP software and HP services provided by HP Software as a Service. The software itself is actually three software products that comprise the overall solution. The first one is our industry-leading Performance Center software. The Performance Center software is really the software that allows you to drive load in an elastic manner. So you could actually scale a load to very high demands and scale backload to very low demand. And this is really where you get your elasticity planning framework. The second solution from a software's perspective is HP SiteScope. HP SiteScope allows you to monitor the resource consumption of your application in the cloud. Therefore, you understand when compute resources are spiking or when you actually have more capacity to drive even more load. The third software portion that's part of it is HP Diagnostics. HP Diagnostics allows you to measure the performance of your code. So you can actually measure how your methods are performing, how your SQL statements are performing, and if you have memory leakage. So when you have this visibility of end-user measurement at various load levels with Performance Center, resource consumption with SiteScope, and code-level performance with HP Diagnostics, and you integrate them all into one console, what you allow yourself to do is really do true elasticity planning, where you can actually tune your application, right-size it, and then once you've right-sized it, you know when you scale up your resources, you're actually getting return on your investment. All of this is backed by services that HP SaaS provides. We actually can perform load testing. We can actually set up the monitoring. We could actually do the code-level performance diagnostics, integrate that all into one console, and really help customers right-size the applications in the cloud.
Well, that sounds really interesting, and, of course, it harkens back to the days of distributed computing. We're just adding perhaps now another level of complexity, that is to say a sourcing continuum of some sort that needs to be managed as well. It seems to me you need to start thinking about managing that complexity fairly early in this whole movement to cloud.
I definitely agree with you. I think that if you are thinking about sourcing to the cloud and adopting it from a very strategic standpoint, it really would do you good to do your elasticity planning before you go into production or you go live. The nice thing about Cloud Assure for Cost Control is that if you run into performance issues after you've gone live, you can still use the service, right? So you could actually come in and we can help you, right-size your application, help you tune it, and then you can actually start getting the global scale you wish at the right cost.
Now, one of the other interesting aspects of cloud is that it affects both design time and runtime, the operations people. Where does something like the Cloud Assure for Cost Control kick in? Is it something that developers should be doing? Is it something you would do before you go into production, or if you're moving from traditional production into cloud production, or maybe all of the above?
I would say the answer is really all of the above. I would say, though, that HP definitely recommends a best practice, which is to really do all your elasticity planning before you go into production, whether it's a net new application that you're rolling out in the cloud or if it's a legacy application that you're transferring to the cloud. Given the elastic nature of the cloud, we really recommend that you kind of get out ahead of it, do your proper elasticity planning, tune your system, right-size it, and then the result is obviously you'll get the most optimized cost and you'll also get predictable costs so that you can budget for it.
It also strikes me, Neil, that we're looking at producing a very interesting and efficient feedback loop here. When we go into cloud instances where we're firing up dynamic instances of support and workloads for applications, if we can use something like Cloud Assure to identify any shortcomings in the application, we can take that back and use that as we perhaps do a refresh on that application, as we do more code work, perhaps as we even go into a new version or some sort. Are we creating a sort of a virtual feedback loop by going to something like Cloud Assure?
I can definitely see that being the case, absolutely. I'm sure that there's many situations where we might be able to find something inefficient within the code level layer or within the database SQL statement layer where, we can actually point out problems that may not have surfaced in an on-premise type deployment where you actually kind of go to the cloud and do your elasticity planning and right size, and we actually can uncover some problems that may not have been addressed earlier, and then you can create this feedback loop. One of the side benefits, obviously, to right sizing applications and controlling cost is really to mitigate risk, right? Because the idea here is that once you've elasticity planned correctly and once you've right sized correctly, you can really deploy with a lot more confidence that your application will scale to handle global class and really support your business.
Very interesting. Now, because this is focused on economics and cost control, do we have any examples of where this has been put into practice, where we can examine the types of returns that if you do this properly, if you have elasticity controls, if you're doing planning and you get across this life cycle and perhaps even some feedback loops, what sort of efficiencies are we talking about? What sort of cost reductions are possible?
So we actually have been working with one of our SaaS customers who are actually doing more of a private cloud type implementation. But what makes this what I consider a private cloud is that they are testing various resource footprints depending on the load level. So the idea here is that for a moderate load, right, they've designated a certain size footprint with a certain size resource framework. Hold on, let me back that up. So what they're doing is they're actually benchmarking their application at various resource footprints. So for moderate levels, they have a certain footprint in mind, and then for their peak usage during the holiday season, they have an expanded footprint in mind. And the idea here is that they want to make sure they're provisioned correctly so that they're optimizing their costs correctly, even in their private cloud. So what we've done is we've actually used our Elastic Testing Framework driven by Performance Center to do both moderate levels and peak usage. And when I say peak usage, I mean thousands and thousands of virtual users. And what we allowed them to do is really do that true elasticity planning. And so what they've been able to accomplish is a couple things. One, they understand what benchmarks they should be using and what resource footprints they should be using in their private cloud. They know that they're provisioned perfectly at various load levels. They know that because of that, they're getting all of the cost benefits of their private cloud. And at the end of the day, they're mitigating their business risk by ensuring that their application is going to scale to their global cost scale to support their holiday season.
And they're going to be able to scale if they use cloud computing without necessarily having to roll out with a forklift more servers. They could find the fabric either internally or with partners, which, of course, has a great deal of interest from the bean counter side of things.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
And now we're also starting to also relay this message and target customers that have actually deployed applications in the public cloud, because we feel that the public cloud is really where you may fall into that trap of spinning up more resources when performance problems occur, where you might not get the return on your investment, right? So as more enterprises migrate to the cloud and start sourcing their, you know, we really feel that this elasticity planning with Cloud Assure for cost control is really the right way to go.
And also, if we're billing people either internally or through these third parties on a per use basis, we'll probably want to encourage them to have a really robust application, because to spin up more instances of that application is going to cost us directly. So there's also a built-in incentive, if you will, in the pay per use model towards these more tuned, optimized, and planned, if you will, plan for cloud types of applications.
In fact, you actually said it better than I could have ever said it. You use the term pay-per-use, and it's really all about the utility-based pricing that the cloud offers, right? And so that's exactly why this is so important, because whenever it's utility-based or pay-per-use, then that introduces this whole notion of variable cost, right? It's obviously going to be variable because what you're using is going to differ between different workloads. And so you really want to get a grasp of the variable cost nature of the cloud, and you really want to make this variable cost very predictable. Once it's predictable, then there will be no surprises, you can budget for it, and you could also ensure that you're getting the right cost at the right price. I'm sorry, you want to ensure that you're getting the right performance at the right price.
Very good. Now tell me, Neil, is this something that's going to be generally available in some future time, or is this really available right now at the end of 2009?
It is available right now.
All right. If people were interested in pursuing this concept of elasticity planning, of pursuing Cloud Assure for cost benefits, is this something that you can steer them to, even if they're not quite ready to jump into the cloud?
Yes. For more information, if you'd like more information for Cloud Assure for cost control, there is a URL that you can go to. And not only can you get more information on the overall solution, but you can actually speak to someone who can help you and answer any questions you may have.
Well, very good. Now, just looking to the future a bit before we close up, we looked at cloud assurance issues around security, performance, availability. Now we're looking at cost control and elasticity planning, getting the best bang for the buck, not just by converting an old app, sort of repaving an old cow path, if you will, but actually thinking about this differently in the cloud context, architecturally different. What comes next? Is there another shoe to fall, if you will, in terms of how people can expect to have HP glide them and into this cloud vision?
It's a great question. So, you know, our whole idea here at HP and HP Software as a Service is we're trying to just pave the way to the cloud and make it a smoother ride for enterprises that are trying to go to the cloud. And so, you know, we're always tackling the main inhibitors, the main obstacles that make it more difficult to adopt the cloud. And yes, once we were tackling security, performance, and availability, we definitely saw that this idea for cost control was certainly needed. And we will start to continue to go out there and do research, speak to customers, understand what their other challenges are, and build solution sets to address all of those obstacles and challenges.
Okay, well, great. We've been talking about moving from traditional capacity planning towards elasticity planning and a series of announcements from HP around quality and cost controls for cloud assurance and moving to cloud models. Helping us better understand these benefits, we've been talking with Neil Ashizawa, manager of HP SaaS products and cloud solutions. Thanks so much, Neil.
Thank you very much.
This is Dana Gardner, principal analyst at Inner Arbor Solutions. You've been listening to a Sponsored Briefings Direct podcast. Thanks for listening, and come back next time.